You've discovered TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com,
the best in internet talk radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Hi, welcome back to the show, and thanks for staying with us. If you're still nervous about your spring or summer pageant interview, make sure you click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD graphic to get it sent to your home right away. It's a great audio CD that you can listen to. It walks you through all the best tips and techniques I teach my private coaching students. So click on that Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD to make sure your interview is pageant fab today. Today I'm talking about the U.S. National Miss Pageant, and my next guest is a freshman at Gainesville State University and is the reigning U.S. National Miss. She was a representative to the Congressional Youth Leadership Conference in D.C. and a representative to the World Youth Leadership Conference in Vienna, Austria. She studied different forms of dance since the age of 3 and has been involved with modeling and pageantry for 7 years. She's also had the honor of being selected to attend IMTA in New York City and was thrilled to hit the runways with some of the best in the modeling industry. She's graced the covers of Supermodels Unlimited for their Most Beautiful edition in 2009 and is an ambassador for the American Heart, American Stroke Associations, and actively promotes her platform, Abandoned Child Syndrome. Please welcome to the show Alex Durkee, the current USA National Miss. Hey, Alex.
Hi, Ms. Hayes. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we talk to you about the pageant, tell us a little bit about your platform, Abandoned Child Syndrome.
Abandoned Child Syndrome is not very frequently heard of. I'm an only child, and I grew up in a single-parent household, and I've lived with my mother my whole life, and she's raised me and played both parents. And so I made an appearance at an elementary school at a fifth-grade class 1 year, and when I brought up the point that I was an only child living in a single-parent household my whole life, I was just bombarded with these fifth graders. They were just so curious and so in awe that a pageant queen related to them. And so I was like, wow, this is really a big issue in today's society. And so I just kind of took it on, and I'm very honored to be representing it.
You know, I think that's great, and I do want to correct myself. Apparently, I've been saying the name of the pageant backwards. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Alex, and I'm so embarrassed, but those are the things that happen when you're still recovering on my end. It's U.S. National Miss. Apparently, I've been saying it's USA National Miss. USA National Miss. Is there going to be a quiz? It's USA National Miss. Apparently, I've been saying U.S. National Miss. I apologize to all the fans. Do not send me hate letters. Do not. So, Alex, tell me a little bit about what made you decide to be involved in the USA National Miss Program.
I have actually known Miss Jackie since I first started competing in pageants, which is when I was in eighth grade, and I was 12 or 13 at the time, and I'm less than a month away from being 19, so I've known her for quite a while now, and she just kind of took the system on and has been raising it as her baby for the past year, and I was very honored when she said that she needed a Miss Queen and asked me if I was interested, and of course I said yes.
You know, it can be a little scary / thrilling to represent a pageant the very first year. What do you think it is about the USA National Miss Pageant that is unique or special in the world of pageantry?
With a lot of pageant systems, whether it's a big pageant, a small pageant, whatever kind of pageant it is, you usually have the queens that win and their directors say congratulations, and then you don't hear back from the director. Miss Jackie is not like that at all. She is involved with her queens 100%. If you ever need anything, whether it's pageant advice, real life advice, anything, she's there to talk with you. And she's very motherly. Of course, she has 2 children, so of course she's going to have that instinct. But it's with her pageant queens that she's like that, and that's not very often that you find that in pageant systems.
So tell me, do you feel that being USA National Miss has helped you further your platform?
Yes, actually, Ms. Jackie has helped me get in touch with her son's elementary school, and I'm hoping to go and talk to his fifth grade class, and maybe not just his class that he's in, but eventually the whole fifth grade student body, and that would just be amazing. But she is, Ms. Jackie's very good at helping each individual queen or girl with their platform and their goals, and she helps them achieve those goals.
Now, in the first segment of today's show, you know, Jackie was, you know, obviously talking about USA National Miss, and, you know, she mentioned several times that she thought it was a great pageant for people who were ultimately thinking they might do, you know, Miss USA or a Miss America pageant. Do you think being USA National Miss has helped prepare you for your future pageant goals?
I do. It taught me get out and around and talking to people and getting more involved with the Miss America, Miss USA organization. You have to have very good public speaking skills. And I'm actually starting to get involved with the Miss America organization. And I competed in my first prelim not too long ago. Miss Jackie was there to support me and everything. But it's just getting out, promoting your platforms that Miss Jackie helps you do with the public speaking and everything. So
I think it really is important, because even though practicing at home or working with your coach is a great way to develop your interview and public speaking skills, there's nothing like getting out there at appearance and actually doing it in front of people, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it seems that from talking with you and talking with Ava, that the U.S. National Queens, I don't know, it's coming across like you're all one big happy family. How do you manage to stay close with sister queens that live all over the country?
It is very hard. A few of my sister queens do not live in the state of Georgia. With me being the oldest queen and the Miss Queen, I feel like I have an extra special role over all the girls of being the big sister queen. And so, thank goodness for technology these days. You can just get on Facebook, you can send letters to each other, you can get on the phone. And so, it's pretty much how we communicate with each other. And Ms. Jackie's very good about communicating with all of us on a day-to-day basis. And I try to at least once a week get in touch with all my sister queens.
You know, it is great, isn't it? I mean, it's always fun in pageantry to make new friends and stay in touch. But don't you love that about technology now? Because now we can keep in touch with pageant friends that we maybe only see once or twice a year, but you can totally stay up to date, right?
Exactly.
Well, Alex, what do you feel has been the most memorable moment of your reign so far?
I honestly cannot think of one single most memorable moment. There's just been so many great moments with my USA National Miss family. I remember when we all got together for the first time at our Queen's photo shoot back in the fall, and we met up in Atlanta, and we did our photo shoot for the afternoon, and then we all picked out on pizza afterwards, and then Miss Jackie gave us these really pretty rhinestone bracelets. It was kind of like a sister bonding thing. So.
That's really, really nice. You know, and as part of, you know, we always tell people, oh, pageantry is about developing life skills and important experiences that will help you in the future. What life skills have you gained or life experiences have you gained from being USA National Miss?
Well, like I said, I am the oldest queen out of the six of us. And with being the oldest one, I feel like I have a special leadership role where if my younger sister queens need to come to me for advice, they can. And I feel like I am the role model for the system, even over all the states. You know, if any of them have questions, they can always come to me. But I definitely feel like I've gained leadership roles.
What advice do you have for girls, Alex, that are getting ready to compete and take your crown this summer?
Well, this is such a cliche, but it's very important to have fun in what you're doing. But at the same time, you need to be confident, but not cocky about it. And you just need to remember that the crown doesn't make the person, the girl makes the crown, if I'm saying that correctly.
Right. I do think that people think, once I get the crown, I'll feel beautiful, or once I get the crown, it proves that I know what I'm doing. But you really have to feel beautiful both inside and out, because I really think that if you are not beautiful inside, you will not look beautiful outside. I don't care.
I think
you have to have all those things in place first. You have to be kind and gracious and, you know, display those inner qualities to attract the crown, don't you, Alex?
Yes, ma'am. I think definitely everything starts from within, and from building onto that, you definitely have to have the confidence, because if you don't have the confidence in yourself, others may not have confidence in you, or they may like to, they just can't have as much in you, and they can push you, but you have to have the aggression to go and do it and the confidence.
Right, you have to self-motivate and go out and do it first. You don't get the crown and then do the work. You have to do the work first in order to attract the crown. Right, Alex?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, obviously, you've done a great year as USA National Miss, and I want to thank you for your leadership and, you know, in the world of pageantry. And thanks so much for being on the show, Alex. We absolutely wish you the very best.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Check out the USA National Miss Pageant by clicking on the link on the Pageant Talk Radio show page, and you can follow them on Facebook. They've always got wonderful information that they're posting. Join me again on April 15th, Friday the 15th, when I'll be talking to our very own Teresa Scanlon, the reigning Miss America. Remember, you can follow me during the week on Facebook by liking my fan page, Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. I also have a profile page, Valerie Hayes, but I think I've only got like 350 more friends I can accept before I hit the max. So Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, or follow me on Twitter if you're on Twitter by searching on my name, Valerie Hayes. Remember, to get advance notice of all the shows, just sign up for my email newsletter at ValerieHayes.com. I want to thank you so much for listening today and for making Pageant Talk Radio the number one live Pageant Talk Radio show worldwide. I'll see you next time, but in the meantime, remember to make today a Pageant Fab Day.
Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any questions during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, ValerieHayes.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview. Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams.